Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the full moon night, the month of Phalgun, in 1486 in Sri Mayapur Dham, the very heart of Navadvip, to bestow what no other incarnation had showered upon humanity. In this song by Shri Basu Ghosh, one of the very direct, personal, and intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, he is not only revealing his own heart, but through doing so, he is giving exemplary instructions by which, if we follow in his footsteps, we will also discover the greatest of all treasures. He begins with such a profound expression of gratitude. He's not saying, "Thank you, Lord Chaitanya, for all you've done." Beyond that, he's saying, if Lord Gauranga had not appeared as the Yuga Avatar in the age of Kali, then what would have become of us? In other words, 100% of all of our hope, of all of our qualifications, of all that is meaningful and valuable in life, is by the mercy of the Lord, without which we are nothing with no one. How could we have even tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the love of Sri Radha, the topmost expression of all spiritual perfection? Nimai, or Lord Gauranga, his heart was forever in giving everything. And all he asked in return was our willingness to accept. Yesterday, our Shyamananda Prabhu gave a beautiful discourse. He cited the incident on a boat in the Ganges when a scholar named Raghunath told Nimai that he had written a book on the Naya philosophy. And Lord Chaitanya said that he had also written a book on the Naya philosophy. It was the only book he had written. And when Raghunath heard this, he understood he started to look very, very despondent. He didn't say anything. And Lord Gauranga's heart felt for him. He said, why are you appearing to be so sad. Raghunath said, if you wrote a book on Naya, who will ever want to read my book? Everyone will read your book. So Nimai, although he was the only book he ever wrote, and he put so much effort into it, he took the book, the only copy, and threw it in the Ganga. His own. Now let everyone read yours. This is one tiny fraction of a drop of the ocean of the character of Lord Chaitanya's kindness. Lord Gauranga loved to sacrifice for the welfare of others, and he specially loved any devotee who was willing to make sacrifices for the welfare of others. It is that unselfish, compassionate, sacrificial heart that more than anything attracts Lord Chaitanya's love. Lord Chaitanya loved to serve. He did not love authority. He loved service. He was the supreme absolute truth, the controller of all the controllers, the king of all kings, who had the ultimate authority forever. In the Bible, God said, "Let there be light," and the sun came. Just by his words, "Let there be," and everything was being created. We read in the Vedic literatures, Karuno Dakshai Vishnu, by his authority, he just exhales and all the cosmic manifestation with all the universes are created, and he inhales and everything is destroyed. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita with the ultimate authority of the highest truth. But then after doing so, he served Arjuna by taking the role of his charioteer. Arjuna said, "Go here." Krishna went there. "Go there." And Krishna would go there, just assisting his devotee. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he's the Almighty God, he would take the greatest pleasure in washing the clothes of his devotees. If he saw his devotee carrying a heavy load, he would carry it for them and take it to their home. In Jagannath Puri, as he was serving Jagannath and the Vaishnavas by cleaning the Gundicha Mandir, as he was cleaning with a broom, all the 300 or 400 devotees collected all their dust in one pile. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put all his dust in one pile, and it was far bigger than 400 others. He was so enthusiastic to sweep. Sweeping is not a very prestigious type of service by social estimation. It's the most menial thing, a bhangi. But Lord Chaitanya, how he swept with such love, with such enthusiasm. And when he was washing the temple, the devotees were taking thousands and thousands of pots of water to wash, and Lord Chaitanya was washing, but he didn't need pots of water. He was so grateful with love for cleaning the Lord's temple for all the devotees that tears were pouring from his eyes that he was washing the temple with. The Lord loves service. Authority is something you do, but you don't love, if you happen to have it. And Krishna happens to have all of it. That we should recognize. Krishna has all authority. We can temporarily accept some on his behalf, but it's not ours. King Prataparudra was such a powerful monarch with great authority over over military, taxing the citizens, wealth. But Lord Chaitanya did not appreciate that. However, when he saw King Prataparudra sweeping the street, the Lord appreciated that so much. Reciprocating, he later on embraced King Prataparudra and bathed him with his tears. Not because of his authority of being king, but because of that sacrificial heart to love and appreciate doing the service of a sweeper. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Ibasi Hishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. And he personally and every single one of his associates, from the king Prataparudra to the greatest Brahmin Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to the great Mahavishnu Avatara Dvaitacharya, to the banana leaf seller Kolavetra Sridhar, to the man who took birth in an untouchable caste, Haridas Thakur, to the greatest scholars and Brahmins in all of creation, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, to the ultimate renunciate that ever lived, Raghunath Das Goswami. Some possessed great knowledge, some great wealth, some great strength and fame, some the greatest renunciation. But there was one thing all of these associates had in common. They followed Lord Chaitanya's footsteps. They were more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant, forgiving than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this verse and in this example, is revealing the heart of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who has come to taste the infinite ecstasy of Sri Radha's love. Now, we must carefully meditate on what this means. Srimati Radharani is the medium between every living being and Krishna. Srimati Radharani's personal love for Krishna is infinite, all-encompassing, and is the complete whole of all love forever. Whatever love exists anywhere in anyone's heart, its origin is in Radha's heart, in fullness. Therefore, her love for Krishna, when Krishna sees it and how it is demonstrated and manifested, even he becomes amazed. How to amaze Krishna? That is the special role of Krishna's Ladidi Shakti, his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. When she sees a tamal tree, the color of the bark of the tree reminds her of Krishna's complexion. And she becomes so mad, she embraces the tree and starts talking to Krishna in the tree. When she hears Krishna's flute, she practically merges her body, her mind, her everything into the air in which is carrying the sound of the flute. And when Krishna sees, one time Krishna was in Dwarka, no, not in Dwarka, he was in Vrindavan, and he happened to see a reflection of his own body in a jeweled pillar. And when he saw it, he himself became bewildered seeing his own beauty. It was so absolutely all attractive that Krishna himself became attracted. And then he was thinking, what is it that Radharani sees when she sees my form? What is the nature of her love? What is the pleasure that she experiences when she tastes my love? It was the one thing that Krishna did not know. Of course, Radha knew, and Radha is Krishna. So in that sense, Krishna knew. But for the sake of Leela, he didn't know. So he decided, I will come to the world in the form of Lord Chaitanya to taste the sweetness of Radha's love. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That Lord Krishna and Shri Radha, the one absolute truth, who are eternally in two forms, have become one again as Lord Chaitanya. So we can talk forever about Radha's love for Krishna. Krishna's Madan Mohan, he can conquer even the greatest conqueror of all the worlds, Cupid or Kamadev. But Sri Radhika is Madan Mohan Mohini because her love conquers Krishna forever. And it's interesting because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born not only on the solar eclipse, where all the provinces were loudly chanting the holy names, but he was also born on the day of Holi, the festival of love in Vrindavan. It is eternal festival. It is the battle of Bhava. Never has there been such a battle like this before in this world. Where Radha and Krishna and Gopas form one army, and Radharani and gopis form another. And they have their weapons and their artillery. And the idea is to conquer the other side with their love. They had syringes with colored water that they would squirt on each other. And they had colored powders made out of very nice natural flowers from the Kalpa Vriksha trees of Sri Braj Bhumi. And these colors were so bright, so attractive. And they had flowers and sweets. And they were fighting in so many ways. They were trying to conquer each other with their glances, with the sweetness of their words, by giving each other sweets, by giving each other garlands and flowers, by sprinkling each other with water, and by spraying each other with colored waters and throwing colored dyes in each other's heads and all over their clothes. Not in a way to get it in their eyes and make them miserable, but which is the perverted reflection of modern days India's holy in most cases. But it's to give pleasure. The whole idea of sprinkling powder or spraying somebody is the water's fragrant and it's bright and it's the expressed manifestation of your intent to please the other and give them happiness. It's the medium of love. And Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the gopas and the gopis, at this time of the year, they would perform this holi. And it was beautiful. It was a battle of love, of sweetness, of gentleness. And Radha and gopis would always win. Because love conquers the beloved. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains, even today in Vrindavan, people are more fond of chanting Radha's name than Krishna's. Wherever you go, even written on the trees and the walls, everything, people will greet Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. I remember one Brijabasi told me in 1971, the reason we like Krishna is because Radharani likes him. If he's good enough for Radharani, he's good enough for us. Such a mood. And Srila Prabhupada explained that Radha's love for Krishna is so deep and so unlimited that Krishna cannot refuse Radha. If Srimati Radharani tells Krishna that please accept this devotee, he's better than me, then Krishna must accept. She is the medium. Between every living being and Krishna. Sri Radharani has supreme love for Krishna on one side, but she also has supreme love for all living beings. She is the mother of every living entity. And we see how a good mother in this world is so caring and so forgiving and so affectionate toward her children. I've seen in some families, many, where the father becomes very angry with the child. And the mother kind of secretly goes to the child and says, you know, just be patient. I'll secretly give you prasad. Your father may reject you, but I can never reject you. It's not possible. A mother's love is very, very soft, very gentle, very deep. Srimati Radharani, she has boundless love for every living being. So this is Lord Chaitanya in the Gambira. We find he was in the mood of Sri Radharani in separation from Krishna, crying out Krishna's name day and night. No one has ever seen such spiritual ecstasies. In the same mood as Srimati Radharani, in her highest love and separation, after Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, when Uddhava came to give a message, the spiritual transformations of Lord Chaitanya's body were the highest manifestations of love that the world had ever seen. He was in the mood of Srimati Radharani and her love for Krishna. He would see a mountain and remember Govardhan Hill and go into ecstasy running after it. He would see the ocean and think of the Yamuna and her pastimes with Krishna and Yamuna and jump in the ocean. He would see Jagannath. And suddenly Jagannath would have a threefold bending form playing the flute, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into so many states. Yes, he exhibited Radha's love for Krishna. And at the same time, Lord Chaitanya infinitely exhibited Radha's love, her kindness, her mercy for all humanity. There are some poets who have written that Srimati Radharani, she stands on the left side of Krishna. And her sakis, who in one sense represent all humanity, all living beings, are on her other side. And she's looking at Krishna, and at the same time, she's looking at her associates with that love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radha, with inconceivable infinite love for you, for me, for every living being, wanted to sacrifice his heart and his life to bring us to Krishna, to experience the same ecstasy that she is experiencing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the world by his love and his mercy. Sometimes he was in the mood of Krishna when he would sit on the Singhasan at the house of Srivas. He was manifesting benedictions to all of his devotees as Krishna. And at other times, he would fall at people's feet and cry and beg them to chant the holy names in the mood of Sri Radha. Lord Chaitanya taught this path of bhakti, how we could see hope and shelter even in the ordinary things of this world. Yukta Vairagya. Sri Rupa Goswami extracted this from Lord Chaitanya's life and teachings, this very sacred teaching, that complete renunciation is not renouncing something, but it is in using it for the pleasure of Krishna. There are some philosophies and some schools of thought that teach, rightly so, attachment to anything or anyone is the cause of suffering. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Because everything within this manifested creation is temporary. Everyone's bodies and everything. If you have a loving relationship with someone, that love is going to become pain. Because either they'll betray you, or you'll get tired of each other, or somebody's going to die, or you're going to suffer. And everything in this world, no matter what we get, we always want more and more and more and more, and it's all going to be taken away from you. Whether it's property, or whether it's position, fame, skill. We work so hard to get skills, to get wealth, to get fame, to get relationships. But it's all going to be taken away. So therefore, there are very, very prominent schools of philosophy who say the solution to all suffering is total detachment from everything. But Lord Chaitanya said, no. The path of bhakti is attachment to Krishna and using all these things and cultivating love for Krishna in our relationships and cultivating love of Krishna by utilizing things in his service. We know the story of Kamadev. Kamadev is really a ruling deity of this world. In the West, we call him Cupid. That means he charms people with material things. Sometimes the opposite sex, sometimes the same sex. Sometimes for money, for position, for health, just enticing you irresistibly. Now when Kamadev himself takes special interest in you, it's very, very difficult situation. And we read about how Lord Shiva, he was performing tapasya in a meditation. And the devas needed Shiva to save them from a great calamity that was upon them. So they tried to get Lord Shiva to come out of his meditation and help. But Shankar Bhagavan was totally oblivious to everything and everyone around him. He was in samadhi meditation. So they finally came to the last resort and called upon Kamadev and told Kamadev to use all of his full powers to create such an enticing, irresistible, pleasurable environment that Shiva would have to be attracted and come out of his meditation. So he created these trees with the fragrant flowers and singing birds and had beautiful ladies all around him singing and dancing and ankle bells tickling and what we cannot even imagine, what even in the heavenly planets is unimaginable, he created. And Shiva was sitting in meditation. She couldn't care less about this. He was meditating on Krishna. And finally, Kamadev got so angry that all of his efforts were useless. He took the most powerful of all of his arrows and put it on his bow, that famous bow, pulled it back as far as he could and released it. And it hit Lord Shiva. It wasn't an arrow of steel, it was an arrow of flowers, a flower arrow, but billions of times more powerful than steel arrows. These steel arrows might be able to kill the body, but Cupid's flower arrows, they totally consume your mind, your body, and take you away from Krishna totally. What to speak of meditation? So when that arrow hit Lord Shiva, he opened his eyes and he saw all the beautiful stuff all around him. Couldn't care less. Then he saw Cupid standing there with the bow. And Lord Shiva became very angry. His third eye opened. Kamadev was instantly burned to ashes. Shankar Bhagavan ki jai. Now, that same Kamadev, he came to Vrindavan in order to get Krishna. And there is a place in Vrindavan, very, very holy, famous place called Madan Ter. He wanted to test Krishna to see, you know, and he took that same bow with that same arrow and looked at Krishna and aimed it at him. But Krishna's beauty was so infinitely all-attractive that Kamadev, who attracts everyone in this world, became so attracted to Krishna that he went into such an ecstasy of love, he fainted. And his bow and his arrow all just laying on the ground. So his name is Madana, but Krishna is Madan Mohan. The person who enchants everyone within the universe is enchanted by Krishna. Lord Chaitanya annihilated him. Lord Shiva annihilated him. And Lord Krishna enchanted him. Attracted in him into his loving service. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, Madan Mohan, he didn't come and tell us to annihilate the things of Kamadev, but param drishvani vartate, to use them for a higher purpose. This is the power of bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that whatever a person's situation may be, there's infinite hope in the infinite shelter that Krishna gives. In the mood of Sri Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would cry for the fallen souls. One day he was alone with Haridas Thakur, and Lord Chaitanya was crying. How to deliver all these conditioned souls? I'm chanting the holy name. We were speaking last night how Lord Chaitanya had all these fruits of love of God, and he came to the world to distribute them to everyone and anyone. He wanted more and more people to help him. He said to Thakur Haridas, how to deliver these people? And Haridas Thakur saw the Lord's heart, the heart of Sri Radha, was so deeply compassionate. He was crying for us. He's full and complete in all transcendental pleasure himself, yet he cries for us. This is the supreme opulence of compassion. And Haridas said, just by your chanting the holy name and coming into this world to spread this kirtan movement, you're giving everyone the opportunity. And Lord Chaitanya said, but what about the non-moving objects? Like the trees and the plants. They're also my children. How to deliver them? And Haridas said, when you chant and you hear an echo, that's the trees and the plants doing kirtan with you. They will all be delivered by your love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was traveling he heard about a gang of robbers. These thieves were so notorious. They would burn houses, they would kill people, anything to get something for themselves. They had no integrity, no self-respect. They lost that long before. And Lord Chaitanya went right into the gang of robbers. And he went to the chief dacoit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it's very special to see a saint who's in a gang of killers and robbers. And the chief said, me? Said, yes. So it's really incredible to see a saint like you in this kind of association. He said, I'm not a saint. I do everything wrong. I'm completely sinful. Why are you saying such a crazy thing like this? And Lord Chaitanya said, I see within your heart the most precious gem. And if you just take a little time to cultivate it, that's what is the qualities of the greatest saint. I see it in you. This dacoit had no self-respect for himself. It was the first time he could ever remember that anyone saw anything good in him. Nobody even thought he was a nice person. Even the other robbers in his gang, they didn't think he was nice. They were just afraid of him, and they were exploiting him as much as they could get from being with him. But here was somebody who saw him as a saint that just needed a little excavation work. The robber started to cry, and he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, and Lord Chaitanya embraced him and told him, just give up all of these evil activities Be a humble servant of the servant of the servant and take shelter of Krishna, who has descended to deliver everyone in his holy names. On another occasion, there was a particular man who was so addicted to cruel, sinful activities. Didn't care for anything or anyone except his own selfish ego. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to meet him. And Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Sri Radha, began to cry. He cried to see how this man was degrading himself so bad, and he was so sinful, and he was causing so much harm to others. He cried. And when the man saw the tears of the Lord, his heart melted. He said, I've committed all these abominable activities, and I really don't care if I go to hell or not. It makes no difference. I don't care if I go to hell. I'm not going to change myself. But seeing how much you care for me, seeing how much you love for me, I can't bear making you cry like this. So I vow today, I will give up all my sinful activities. Tell me, what do I have to do to please you? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, be humble. Serve others with compassion and take shelter of the holy names. That evil man fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and wept tears and surrendered his life. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasudev, he was a leper. Usually one doesn't get leprosy due to pious activities. Vasudev, he was a leper with such an intense case that there were thousands and thousands of living worms eating away his flesh. Not only that, but there was pus and blood continuously oozing from his decomposed, diseased flesh. And that pus and blood and the rotting of his flesh smelled so bad. It was obnoxious that no one except the worms would like that stuff. No one would come anywhere near him. And he was so afraid to come near any human being because he knew he would completely disgust them and ruin their day with what to speak of the ugliness of his body, but the stench, the smell of his body. Lord Chaitanya forcibly embraced him, squeezed his body to his own, and cured him of leprosy. Not only did he make him healthy physically, emotionally, but he gave him perfect spiritual health by awakening his prema, his love for Krishna, for all beings. When we speak of Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radha, we should understand what is Radha's unparalleled, inconceivable love for Krishna and for all humanity. We spoke yesterday about how Lord Chaitanya, to the innocent people of Navadvip, he gave them the simple instruction to chant the names of Krishna and be happy. And then he would go into the town himself, and wherever he saw anyone, whoever they were, didn't matter whether they were rich or poor, high caste, low caste. In those days, the Brahmin community, if a person from an outcast, even if their shadow touched you, you'd jump in the Ganges. Even one saint that I knew when I was traveling, he told me his father from Bengal was such an orthodox Brahmin that if a person that didn't have caste happened to cast a shadow on their house, anything in the house they would throw out, and they would wash everything. Any like food they would throw out, or water, and everything else, the solid things, they would wash it all with cow dung. He said this was happened from time to time. He said this was common in the area of Bengal that he lived among the Brahmins. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Mishra, Nilambar Chakravarti and Sachi Devi, he was from the highest Brahmin caste. But yet, Haridas Thakur, he said, I'm touching you for my purification. He just didn't care anything about these mundane physical designations. He only cared about our sincerity. So when he would go through Navadvip Dham and he would see anybody chanting the holy names, young or old, high caste, low caste, rich or poor, healthy or diseased, anyone who he saw chanting the holy names, Lord Gauranga would become so happy with them, so grateful. Grateful for what? That they were accepting the mercy he had come to bring for their own happiness. His happiness is our happiness, not our material happiness, our true spiritual happiness. Lord Chaitanya, whoever was chanting God's names according to his instructions, he would embrace them and cry. He would give them, with his own lotus hands, garlands that he had made. He would anoint their body with sandalwood pulp. These are just common people. They're not saints, they're not sadhus, they're not even really devotees. They're just chanting. And sometimes he would bow down to them. And with tears of love in his eyes, blessing from the core of his heart, he would say, you are my life and soul because you have taken the name of Krishna. And one day in the house of Srivas, Lord Chaitanya gave this order. We just sang about this in the song Doyal Nitai Chaitanya by Thakur Bhakti Vinod. He gave order to Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas. Go everywhere, to everyone. Do not think who is fit or who is unfit. Go to every house, every bathing ghat, every shop, everybody in the street, and with folded palms, beg them. Chant Krishna's names. Worship Krishna. Hear and talk about Krishna. Krishna is the real treasure of your life. Krishna is your life and soul. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. It's only in Krishna that you'll find true happiness. Go, and every day, at the end, come and report to me. And Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the supreme, all-powerful Lord, he would fall at people's feet, even if they were... Many of those people abused him. They criticized him. They blasphemed him. They thought he was a useless beggar, crazy. What kind of nonsense? You're coming to my house to tell me to chant Krishna's names? Out from here, you fool. And they were spreading rumors. We know why you're coming to our house, just to see what's inside, with the idea of coming when we're not home and robbing us. These are robbers. These are dacoits in the guise of sadhus. And Nityananda would fall at their feet and cry and pray, please, I don't care what you say about me or do, but I care about your suffering. I want to give you the greatest happiness. Just take Krishna's name. Bhaja gorango, kaho gorango, laho gorango namre, jejana gorango bave, se hai pranamor hai. This was what Nityananda Prabhu was telling people. Chant the names of Gauranga, worship Gauranga, speak about Gauranga. And if you do so, if you just take Lord Chaitanya's instruction, you will become my life and soul. Lord Nityananda Prabhu would sometimes say he was simply the puppet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he came to Jagai and Madhai, the two most notorious, fearsome criminals known for murder, rape, looting, intoxication, burning houses. And when they'd see somebody suffering and dying, they would laugh. Jagai and Madhai were the people that would torture you and kill you, and as you're looking at them, they'd be laughing from their hearts. This was their character. And Nityananda Prabhu understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya. He understood that Radha aspect of Lord Chaitanya, that motherly, sweet, compassionate love. Sri Nityananda Prabhu went to Jagai and Madhai. First he told Haridas Thakur, if they become saints, if they become intoxicated with Krishna Nam instead of all this alcohol stuff, if they become humble like blades of grass to serve everyone, how much that will please the heart of Lord Chaitanya. And how much people will recognize and understand the nature of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So he went to them. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your treasure. Krishna's your life and soul. Just worship Krishna and hear about Krishna from me and chant the holy names. Dinahina yata chilo harinamu dharela thara shakshi jagai madhai. Do you think Jagai and Madhai were receptive? Nityananda Prabhu was extending himself, risking everything, such a sacrificial heart of compassion. And everybody around was warning Nityananda, you are a fool, you are crazy, no one approaches these people, don't go near them. And Lord Nityananda went. And did they appreciate? No. Madhai said,
kill them, kill them. How dare you say something like this to me? And they chased them. Jagai and Madhai chased Nityananda and Haridas to kill them.
Now Balaram, he could have did away with them in a second. But he was in the mood of Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
And he ran away.
He ran away. So humble. Usually if you run away from a fight, you're considered a coward. But Nityananda was so humble. He would rather run away from them than showing his heroic powers and kill them. And then a couple days later, he approached them again. He didn't give up on them. This is his love. And at that point, Madhai was so angry. You're again? You ran away. We were running after you for so many kilometers to kill you, and you got away for your life. And how dare you? You coming again with the same message? He was outraged. He picked up a pot and smashed it with all of his might on Nityananda's head. Nityananda Prabhu was bleeding. But he wasn't angry. Akrodi Paramananda Nityananda Rai. He didn't get angry. Any more than a mother gets angry when her little baby kicks her in the face. At least you're not supposed to get angry. If you're a mother and you get angry when your baby kicks you or scratches you, then you should remember Nityananda from this supreme mother. Very calmly, with tears not of pain, although his body was getting drenched with blood, his own, tears of compassion. He said, I don't mind what you've done to me, but it breaks my heart to see how you are suffering in this karmic world of illusion. Just take Krishna's name. And Madhai was outraged so much, he was about to hit him again. But Jagai said, this man is a saint. He's forgiving you. He cares so much about you, even if you're trying to kill him, and even though you harmed him like this. Jagai became completely transformed just seeing the character of Nityananda Prabhu, but Madhai still was about to kill him, or try. And at that point, the news came to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he appeared in the scene. And at that point, he loves to serve, but sometimes he assumes his authority. Now, this was definitely Krishna mode. Chakra, chakra! And the Sudarshan chakra appeared in his hand. That's Krishna's chakra, not Radharani's. And his eyes were red with rage because Jagai and Madhai had caused pain and blood to his loving devotee Nityananda Prabhu. Death personified stand before Madhai. And yet Nityananda, he could have said, well, you know, that's, I warned him. So forgiving. Nityananda prayed to Lord Chaitanya, please don't harm him. After all, Jagai saved my life. Jagai tried to stop him from hitting me again. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that Jagai tried to help his devotee, Lord Chaitanya's heart melted. The Sudarshan chakra disappeared, and Lord Chaitanya lifted up Jagai and embraced him and gave him ecstatic love of God, put his foot on Jagai's chest. And Jagai was now crying in ecstasy. He was intoxicated with prem. And Madhai was still intoxicated with liquor. But he saw, this is
this is even better what Jagai has than what I have, and I'm about to die, and he's attained eternal life. It was really a crossroads. He just saw his brother attained eternal ecstatic life. And he saw he was about to be burned to ashes by the Sudarshan Chakra. So Madhai begged forgiveness. And Lord Chaitanya said, only Nityananda can forgive you. And Nityananda Prabhu lifted up Madhai and embraced him and said to Lord Chaitanya, please accept him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Madhai and brought Jagai and Madhai to his house with all the devotees to perform kirtan. And Jagai and Madhai were dancing with all the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya said, don't discriminate against them. Even though they have the horrible, most wicked past of anyone in Brahma's creation, now they're devotees. Don't even think about. Don't in any way be biased or prejudiced against them because of what they may have done. And he said, just to show you how pure they are, I will take all the sins that they ever committed in my own body. And then Lord Chaitanya's beautiful golden complexion turned like coal, solid black. It was extremely sensational experience for all the devotees in the kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya asked, what do I look like now? And devotees were, and Advaitacharya, because he had that compassion, Advaitacharya spent years crying out to Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya just to rescue people like Jagai and Madhai. So Advaita said, oh, your body is black. He smiled. He said, you look like Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now chant the holy names, and by your chanting the holy names, all the sins of Jagai and Madhai will be removed forever. And where will they go? Wherever anyone is criticizing my devotees. And everyone, including Jagai and Madhai. Can you imagine Jagai and Madhai dancing with Gadadhar Pandit? And Srivas Thakur, they were brothers forever. And together, they all cried out the holy name. This is the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Basu Ghosh says, just try to keep your heart simple. Simple living, high thinking. Not to be complicated with duplicity, cunningness, egoism, selfishness. A simple heart is a heart that just loves to give. We may be billionaires, but we could be simple. Because it's not our billions that give us happiness. We're happy eating some chapati offered to Krishna. We're happy just in the association of devotees, whether they be rich or poor. They inspire us in bhakti. We're happy chanting the holy names, seeing the deity, doing some service. Our happiness is in these simple things that anyone could have. And yet if we're billionaires, we use our billions for Krishna's pleasure and to help others. And if we have nothing,
if we have a simple heart, whether we're sleeping under a tree or in a palace, it really doesn't make any difference if we have a simple heart. And a simple heart is a humble heart that loves to serve. A humble heart that loves to serve. And there's no cost by mundane estimation to receive the name of Krishna. It's the ultimate wealth, and it's available for everyone. If Lord Gauranga had not appeared as the Yuga avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have become of us? How could we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of the loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? The more through our study, through the realizations that come through our sadhana and our seva, the more we understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more our hearts will melt in the ecstasy of gratitude for His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, what He has done for us, and what He has done for the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Sri Nitai Gold Chandra ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Go Premanandi. And now the schedule is very special today. We're going to have some special announcements. And then we're going to participate as spectators. In your heart of hearts, you could fully absorb yourself in the Leela, but we will all participate in Radha Gopi Janabalaba's holy pastimes. And then one of the most glorious feasts of the year, the feast honoring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, will be served to everyone. Thank you very much.